The Lord saith to Peter, and you being once converted, confirm thy brethren. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we keep the feast day of the first pope to be honored, they say, in the early church, since St. Peter himself. Now, St. Peter was a Jewish fisherman who had never gone to school particularly. And today's saint, St. Callistus, he started out as a slave and as a criminal. You see the kind of people with whom our Lord likes to associate himself. So you could feel at home with our Lord. I'm sure that none of you are slaves or criminals or anything, but we all have our faults and failings, don't we? Today's saint comes every year, a most interesting story, I have to say, but to remind us of the lesson of the way of the cross. Remember, every now and again I push and say, you should make the way of the cross sometime. Do you ever make the way of the cross? You could, you know, when you were making a visit. It wouldn't take too long. And it's just sort of an interesting kind of a prayer. And you look at each one of the plaques or the pictures on the wall and you think a holy thought, say a little prayer, and then move on. Well, three of those pictures or plaques are about our Lord doing what? Falling. What happens each time he falls? Well, they kick him, you know, and they spit on him. Sometimes they put their feet, the soldiers or the Jews do, on his shoulder so he can't get up. But never mind. Our Lord finds the strength, his Father's helping him, to get up, pick up his cross, and to go on. That's one of the most important lessons of life, children, for everybody, but most particularly for us as Christians, to pick up our cross and to go on. Well, as I say, this pope and saint started out as a slave, and he was rather a bright slave. I think he must have gone to school. He was good with money and good with figures. He would be an accountant or something like that. And his master, as a service to his fellow Christians, well, he had a bank. And if you were a Christian, you could go to the bank, and people go to the bank to deposit their money or borrow money or get money for investments and things. Well, he was running the bank, and then there was what's called a run on the bank. And some wicked people had been involved in that. And maybe he made some mistakes, I don't know. But then he panicked, and he ran away. And then, so they sent the police after him. And he was on a boat to a far-off location when the police came in another boat after him, and he jumped into the water and tried to swim away, but that didn't work. They caught him. And then he got sent to prison to work at hard labor, which means you had to walk around in a circle grinding grain and things like that. All day long. That must have been very, very hard work. Well, the master, who was still a Christian, took pity on him after a while. Besides, he thought, well, Callistus is a bright fellow. Maybe he can get my money back. And Callistus said, I certainly will, master. Give me a second chance. So he got a second chance, and Callistus got the bright idea that he would go to the synagogue of the Jews on their Sabbath day, because the Jews are always all involved in banking, and they had a role in the fall of the bank, and demand that they give the money back that they owe to the bank that he was managing. Well, the Jews didn't take kindly to that, and there was a riot. And as a result of the riot, he got arrested and sent off to the mines far away with really hard labor. Well, that lasted for a while, but then through God's grace and mercy, his name got put on a list of Christians whom they were negotiating that should be let free. So he was let free. And the Pope, who always had a soft spot in his heart for Callistus, gave him a place to stay and some money so he wouldn't starve or anything. And after a while, he went to see the current pope, and he was St. Zephyrinus. And St. Zephyrinus realized he was actually a very bright man, Callistus was, and he knew how to do things, and he knew his theology pretty well, too, and he was a good manager. So he used to be the advisor to the pope and helped him about heresies and things like that that get a little complicated, you know, and Sabellianism in particular. You could appreciate that, children. Well, he also was in charge of taking care of cemeteries, and the cemeteries were underground. They're called catacombs. And sometimes they would even have mass, secret masses, in the catacombs so the Romans, the pagans, wouldn't find them. And he was doing really very well. And everybody thought very highly of him, so much so that when the Pope died, they pitched on him and he was elected to be the next Pope. Never mind all the mistakes that he had made or that he had started out as a slave. You don't have to let your past determine your present or your future. That's one of the great lessons of the lives of the saints, children, and you see it in our saint today. It's the devil that whispers in your ear and he says, "No, you're bad. Or you're stupid, or you talk too much, or you could never change." Don't ever listen to that whisper, children. Most of all, that's the devil. Whereas our Lord and your guardian angel say, "Pick up your cross, go to confession, try again. You can do it." That's the voice of encouragement. Well, he was a very good pope, really, except there was this priest who was a very educated priest, and he was from a noble family and everything, and he hated the pope, and he spread lies about him. He was always sending email against him and texts and things, and people would take it seriously because they read it on the internet, and they believed awful things against him. It was very sad. But the pope didn't let that bother him any. He went about his business, and he said, "Well, if you go to confession, you know, and do your penance, you could be forgiven and go to Holy Communion again," things like that. That the wicked people who were very strict didn't want to hear about. Well, at the same time, he loved our Blessed Mother very much, because any pope or saint, of course, would love Mary very much. So there was this, it was a tavern, actually, a place where people would go for a little drink and maybe a sandwich. There was a tavern in Rome that had this miracle happening in it. And out of the ground would come pure, clear oil that no one had ever seen before. And even the pagan writers realized, oh, that would stand for a virgin who will give birth. And of course, that would be our Blessed Mother, wouldn't it? Only the pagans didn't know about the Blessed Mother and things because they were pagans. So the Pope said, "I'm going to get that tavern and make it into a church in honor of Mary." And he did it. And the tavern keepers, they had a union, and they weren't at all happy about that. They said, "We don't want to have a Christian church. We want this to still be a tavern or a bar." Well, they went to see the emperor about it, and the emperor said, "Well, see here, I would much rather have even a Christian church than one more bar in Rome. That's something we don't need. People drink enough as it is." So the Christians got the church, and they made it, the tavern, they made it into a church for the Blessed Mother, her first one in Rome. Very beautiful, and the tavern keepers were still not happy. Some people just don't know when to stop, and they had a riot. And I think they destroyed the church, and then they grabbed the Pope, and they dragged him around, and eventually the poor Pope was thrown down a well, and he broke his neck. And the Pope went straight to heaven. It was the end of all of his efforts and all of his rewards, and he suffered that because he loved our Blessed Mother very much. And he was always a good and a true Pope. Well, that's a lesson for us, isn't it? Even as we make our mistakes some days, children, never get too far from Mary. Love her, her scapular, and her rosary very much. Never listen to those who say, "You can't do it." Never listen to those who say, "You're too dumb or too bad." Always say, "With Mary's help, I know I can start over again, and I can do what God has planned for me in my life." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.